Chapter 6. When Jesse got back to the station, Jen was in his office, sitting at his desk with the swivel chair tilted back, her legs crossed under her short skirt, showing a lot of thigh. Jesse felt a little pinch of desire in his stomach. He always felt it when he saw her. It was so consistently a part of being with her that he just thought of it as part of the nature of things. He had always assumed it was what everyone felt when they looked at the person they loved. Why worry about it now? Was he looking for something to worry about? Oh, Jesse, she said, I have great news. They're doing an hour-long special at the station on race week, and I'm going to be the on-camera host and do the voiceover, too. Wow, Jesse said. It's not just some feature for the 6 o'clock news, she said. It's a full-hour feature, and the company plans to syndicate it. Well, that's great, Jen. I'll be here every day with the crew. I'll have input. Jesse, this is a really big break for me. We're owned by Allied Broadcasting, and they have stations in most of the major markets. Jesse went around the desk and bent over and kissed her. She put her arms around his neck, kept her mouth pressed against his, and let him pull her from the chair when he straightened up. They held the kiss a long time. When they broke, Jesse exhaled audibly. When's it being broadcast? He said. Well, in syndication, it varies by market, but we're hoping to show it next year around race week, Jen said. Jen kept her arms around his neck and her body pressed against him. So you have a whole year to edit and do whatever you do, Jesse said. Yes. Lay in the narration, the music track, enhance the pictures, spruce up the sound. A lot of work, and it gives you an idea of how much hope they have for this, that they'd give us so much time. A year, Jesse said. He felt the press of her thighs against him, of her breasts. He felt the miasmic press of emotion that he always felt. Not really a year. They need it finished in December for the syndication deal. Still a lot better than editing this afternoon for On Air Tonight, Jesse said. They let go of each other. Here, Jen said. Sit in your chair. I just couldn't wait to tell. Jesse sat behind his desk. Jen took a chair on the other side. You need a place to stay up here? Jesse said. When we worked late, I was hoping to bunk in with you. That'll work, Jesse said. Here was something to worry about. I know you're not so sure you want to live together full time, Jen said. I'm not sure what I want, Jesse said. Except you. Exclusively. She nodded. Well, I won't be here every night, Jen said. One night at a time, Jesse said and smiled. They know you used to be married to the chief of police. I think so. Truth is, I think it's one reason I got the job. They figure it'll give me extra access. I mean, I'm a fucking weather girl, you know. People like you, Jen. As long as you do, Jen said. I love you. Does that mean you really, really like me? I think so, Jesse said.